I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. European Union leaders say they've agreed at a summit with Turkey the outlines of a plan for coping with the mass influx of migrants across the Aegean Sea. The details of an agreement with Turkey will be moved to a further meeting of EU leaders on March the 17th. From Brussels, here's Chris Morris.
A day before this summit began, Turkey came up with new proposals backed by Germany that became the subject of intense debate among EU leaders. In the last half hour, the summit has come to an end, and a series of broad principles have been agreed for joint management of the migration crisis. Much of the detail, though, will have to wait until another summit at the end of next week. The Turkish government has said it is willing, in theory, to take back any irregular migrants crossing the Aegean Sea, including Syrians. In return, it wants a promise from the EU that for every Syrian citizen sent back, another will eventually be resettled directly from camps in Turkey into EU member states.
State media in Turkey says a court has ordered trustees to take over a news agency linked to a prominent opponent of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. It follows the government takeover of the country's biggest opposition newspaper, Zaman, on Friday. David Bamford reports.
According to state media, the court in Istanbul has appointed three trustee managers to run Cihan News Agency, which, like Zaman, is linked to a movement led by the US-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. He was once President Erdogan's political ally, but now the president accuses him of attempting to topple the government. The seizure of Mr. Gulen's Zaman newspaper on Friday sparked street protests. Zaman's editorial line turned pro-government overnight.
The former mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, has announced that he will not run as an independent candidate in the forthcoming US presidential elections. Mr. Bloomberg said his candidacy could lead to the election of Donald Trump or Senator Ted Cruz, and that was not a risk he could take in good conscience. Mr. Bloomberg said he feared his run would take votes away from the Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton. The US military has given details of a major air attack it says it carried out against the Al-Shabaab Islamist group in Somalia. Alim Makbul reports from Washington.
Pentagon officials say the US military attack happened on Saturday at an Al-Shabaab training camp north of the Somali capital Mogadishu. They say intelligence had indicated militants had been planning a large-scale attack and were due to leave the camp imminently, posing what officials called a threat to the US and African Union mission in the region. The Pentagon's called the attack, in which it says both fighter jets and unmanned drones were involved, a success, saying the number of militants killed could be more than 150.
That was Aline McBull. I'm Stuart McIntosh in London, bringing you the latest world news from the BBC. Venezuelan Air Force troops have been searching for the bodies of 28 gold miners who are reported to have been killed by a criminal gang in a remote jungle area in the east of the country. Leonardo Rocha reports.
According to relatives, the 28 men had unearthed a significant amount of gold in an illegally operated mine near the border with Guyana. News of the lucky break reached a local gang leader, known as El Topo or the Mole. He sent gang members to the area, who shot and killed most of the miners. The survivors were forced to load the bodies onto trucks. These were driven away, and the corpses are reported to have been dismembered by chainsaw and buried on the gang leader's land.
The White House says the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has cancelled a meeting he was due to hold with President Obama later this month. President Obama's spokesman said the U.S. government was surprised to learn of Mr. Netanyahu's decision through media reports. He said suggestions that the meeting wasn't going ahead because it had not been possible to accommodate the Prime Minister's schedule were false. The Russian tennis star, Maria Sharapova, has announced that she failed a drug test at this year's Australian Open. She made the announcement in Los Angeles. Dan Rowan has the details.
She's one of the most famous and richest sports stars in the world. But tonight, Maria Sharapova faces an uncertain future after an admission that sent shockwaves through tennis. When the Russian called a press conference today, the talk was of retirement. Instead, an announcement that no one saw coming. Sharapova had tested positive for meldonium, a medicine she said she'd been prescribed for years on health grounds, but which has been found to increase athletic performance and which has recently been added to the World Anti-Doping Agency's list of banned substances.
That was Dan Rowan ending this edition of the BBC News.